This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett is set to tell senators the court should not try to make policy when she makes her opening statement for her confirmation hearing that begins Monday. AP's Mike Hempen has more.
Barrett will tell the Senate Judiciary Committee that policy decisions should be left to political branches of government. That's according to opening remarks obtained by the Associated Press. She will tell senators that courts are not designed to solve every problem or right every wrong in public life. She also will say that she has resolved to maintain the same perspective as her mentor, the late Justice Antonin Scalia, and that no one will ever be able to take the place of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. President Trump nominated Barrett after Ginsburg died. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Azeri and ethnic Armenian forces accused each other Monday of launching new attacks in and around Nagorno-Karabakh, increasing pressure on a humanitarian ceasefire intended to stop the heaviest fighting over the enclave for more than 25 years. Azerbaijan said its military position had been shelled overnight. Nagorno-Karabakh, which is internationally recognized as part of Azerbaijan, but populated and governed by ethnic Armenians, said its forces had repelled Azeri army attacks. The ceasefire had already been badly frayed Sunday when Azerbaijan said it launched airstrikes against an Armenian regiment following what it said was an Armenian rocket attack on a civilian apartment building. Armenia denied both Azeri assertions, and Reuters could not independently verify the reports. China says detained Australian writer Yang Hengjun has been indicted for espionage. China's foreign ministry said his case is currently being heard by a Beijing court. The 55-year-old blogger was detained by Chinese authorities in January 2019 after arriving from New York. This is VOA News. Hospitalizations from COVID-19 have hit their highest points recently throughout the Midwestern part of the United States. But that's not the message coming from a number of Republican governors in the region. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Oklahoma's governor has been upbeat about progress against the virus, despite what figures compiled by public health experts show. North Dakota's governor has called the state's positivity rate of about 7% an achievement, even though that rate of new cases tops the nation. In Arkansas, a group of Republican lawmakers are suing to invalidate a mask mandate and other directives imposed by the governor. Most of the Midwest Republican governors, where the virus is worsening, have either refused to enact statewide mask restrictions or have been rolling back restrictions imposed due to the pandemic. I'm Shelley Adler.
Malaysia's police said Monday they have asked opposition leader Anwar Ibrahim to give a statement after they received complaints about names of lawmakers appearing in news media reportedly backing his claim to the premiership. Anwar last week announced he had been granted an audience with King Al-Sultan Abdullah on Tuesday to present documentation, quote, of the strong and convincing majority, end quote, of legislators behind his bid to replace Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin. Police in a statement said they'd received unspecified complaints over a widely circulated list of 121 federal lawmakers who supposedly were backing Anwar's bid. Israel's cabinet approved a normalization deal with the United Arab Emirates Monday, and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he and Abu Dhabi's crown prince had agreed in a phone call to meet soon. The U.S. brokered treaty of peace with the Gulf Arab country broke new diplomatic ground in the region when concern over Iran where concern over Iran is high, even as Palestinians condemn the pact as betrayal of their quest for statehood in Israeli-occupied land. In an official statement that coincided with an Israeli cabinet vote approving the September 15th agreement with the UAE, Netanyahu said he and the prince would meet soon. Germany's calling for European Union sanctions on Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko. Speaking to reporters ahead of a meeting of EU foreign policy chiefs in Luxembourg, German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas said renewed violence against protesters in Minsk could not be ignored. Maas said, quote, the violence continues perpetrated by the Lukashenko regime. There are still arrests of peaceful demonstrators, so we have to consider how to proceed, end quote. He added, quote, I have suggested that we establish a new package of sanctions, and Lukashenko should be among the people who will then be sanctioned, end quote. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News. We'll be right back.